Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Al, ooh, that is hot. All right, it's Sarah and Vinny. It's Alice at 97.3. Happy Monday, the most joyous day of the week.
Sorry, I was trying to... These texts I need to decipher.
Well, sometimes they split them up, too, over a couple of different...
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys and got a lot today. And that's surprising for, what is this, a Monday?
Usually, is that a slow day for texts?
Well, we do well every day, but we said some things clearly that got the people fired up.
The party started.
925. I'll try to do this, and if it makes any sense, I didn't have a chance to get this 30-year-old dip bleep. Sure works as a nice prop for boomers to dismiss all millennials as lazy ingrates and not take responsibility for economy they destroyed. Oh, this the Rotondo guy.
Yeah, the squatter kid.
The squatter kid sure works as a nice prop. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I got you. Yeah, I don't know what to say about what boomer parents have done or haven't done or... So you want to blame them for what the economy is like today?
Well, let's just blame everyone for everything. Yeah. Sure. Not take any personal responsibility for anything.
Vin is on Hooman's list because he never showed up at Hooman's house after a lunch meeting a few years ago. Show up.
No, you didn't.
And I was alone
in
the street.
No. Oh, my God. You're so
I'm standing
silly.
Alone
you're
in
silly.
The street.
That's just silliness.
Waiting for someone to tell me where to go. And finally, I just go home. I took a picture of the street where I was and texted it
to
you guys.
From your car window as you zipped by it.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, or a screenshot of it on Google Maps.
How dare you?
Oh, that's funny. Is that why you're mad? Is that what you had to forgive him for, not showing up at your house that day?
No. Come on. Silly.
Well, what is
that
it,
That is silly.
I like the guesses, though. Keep the guesses coming. Why is Vinny on Hooman's S list? Or forgive list, I guess, is what it's supposed to be.
Make sure to let, 408 says, make sure to let Capurro know that Bryn is now putting...
ox parts in his mouth. Yeah, we'll be sure to let him know.
I'm so glad Bryn is on the show. Somebody needs to give you guys perspective.
I do appreciate that. Nice to get a little perspective.
It's my culture, you know.
Pizzle is what bully sticks are for dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those are the smelliest.
Oh, God, really?
Things. Dogs love them. My dog loves them.
Is it just like a dried out?
It's dried out. It's more. Ox. That I actually thought was a tendon, but I guess not. Mm-hmm. But it's so smelly. And they love them, but. Ultimately, they also can choke on them, so you stop. Oh. I stopped giving them to my dog.
You don't want anything to happen to her.
No. 650 says, you guys are so freaking funny this morning.
Oh, well, happy Monday to you, too. That's a nice one. That's just a nice, very nice thing to say. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
408 says,
that's been a fun show today, actually.
Hooman, a.k.a. Arya Stark, Vinny is probably still on the list because he's still alive. LOL.
Oh.
Come on.
I can't wait to the next season of Game of Thrones when she crosses everyone off her list.
I can't wait till you bring that workbook in and we see who's on that list.
I'm not bringing it in.
Come on.
It's all forgiven. The workbook's gone.
Did you have to write down what they did to you as well?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So it's out there somewhere.
You know,
then.
I posted on my...
to check his trash.
I posted it on my Facebook, but I'm gonna do a different link because Amazon doesn't carry it right now. That's why I joined Amazon Prime so that I can send this workbook to a few people.
Oh.
But Amazon doesn't
That's
carry it.
That's why you joined Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
And it doesn't
for
carry
the Whole
it.
Foods thing?
Yeah, they don't carry it.
Oh.
That's a burn.
Carry
so you're
going to
return it?
No, I'm gonna. I mean, I have it for the Whole Foods. I think I'm gonna get the $119 within like 3 months.
How do you figure?
Because I buy so much stuff.
Are you going to do you use Amazon a lot?
No, but I will now because you get to watch free movies.
Mm. Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, the Prime membership comes with some stuff, but also if you order anything online, you get free shipping.
That's great too.
Yeah. 2 days.
You need to, in your little workbook, you need to keep writing down the discounts that you get to see how long it takes you to recoup the $119.
Who's the girl that made that giant head above your head?
Hannah. I already asked if she was on the list.
Is Hannah on the list?
I forgave her face to face, and she forgave me.
What did she have to forgive you for? Yeah. Making her famous?
No, for you guys being mean to her on the air.
Oh, my God. You had to apologize
for
that?
You guys are so mean.
She was a user.
Some of the meanest people I've ever met in my life.
So what did... What did she do to you? Or was it just
nothing.
Using
you
so for the
fame? The thing is, when you do the forgiveness, like, you don't bring it up. Like, you just let it go. Like, it's done. You don't
You can
don't
still
go
reference
back.
That stuff and
you
tell your close friends, you know, what you're so mad about.
Really, 450,000 people are my close friends.
Us. We're your close friends.
408 says, Hooman, you're doing internal work around forgiveness. I'm so proud of you.
Live your best life, Hooman.
Who wrote, is that a Joel Osteen thing? What is that? What's Live Your Best Life?
That's Oprah.
That's Oprah.
Was in that rap song. You didn't hear that? Mm-mm. He watches daytime shows, daytime talk shows. Loves Mrs. Oprah. 530 says, Vinny, as a gay man, there is a market for boys on camera, and I'd make your cash register ring all day and night.
I don't know.
Might be a nice little side gig for you.
I don't know.
You don't care. You often said, go ahead and take a picture of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, you got to come up with some kind of code name. Mandingo is already taken, so that one's out.
Well, I guess I'd be traffic cone then, wouldn't I?
Oh, ooh.
I don't know. I don't know. So your face is in there too?
Oh, I don't know.
I think your face is in there.
Well, you know, put on a nose or something. Put on some hair. I don't know, something.
Please stop playing the Tom Cruise laughing, says 804.
Never stop playing that. Oh my God, that was the funnest segment.
Was it?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay,
you guys
ran
so
the
funny.
Tom Cruise laughing into the ground. Holy crap.
Oh, God. It just never gets old. You should stop because I'm starting to lose it again.
Just tuned in. Is Sarah back on the roids?
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You've got poison oak again.
I have a tiny
what
little
did you
patch.
Do?
I don't know. And it can't stop. Be poison oak. It's got to be. There's something I'm allergic to
Can
in my
you
yard.
Stop gardening?
No.
Why?
I can't do that.
Why?
Because I just planted a whole garden.
Why don't you put on more gloves?
I'm going to have to do
thicker
something.
Gloves.
Well, it's on my wrist anyway. I'm going to have to wear... John says I got to wear long sleeve shirts and gloves. But it's just so hot.
So what are you going to do?
I'm just going to keep doing
it. Well,
what
who
I'm
makes
doing.
Your bed?
Huh?
Who's the lady that makes your bed?
Brenda?
I'm going to have Brenda
do
the
gardening? No.
Have her go out there.
Don't be silly.
How about you just sleep in the hammock all day and let everyone work around you?
That does sound very inviting. Nah, it's a bummer, man. I started scratching yesterday. I looked down. I'm like, oh, no. That does not look like something I want on my body.
The FBI agent was irresponsible. The gun did not accidentally fire. That's not how any of that works. He was negligent when he picked it up. Major screw up.
Yeah, that guy's fired and his gun gets taken away.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want him working for the government that I pay the bills for. Like, that's enough of that. Bye, Buster. I must have followed.
Hey, Hooman, where can we see a pic of Vinny with long hair? I don't have long hair in the pic, but it was on Instagram. Yeah. Those are pictures from...
A long time.
Well, yeah. The problem is we have 1,800 posts. Before, when we didn't have that many posts on Instagram, it was easy to find the picture of Vinny with long hair. But it's pretty far down on the Alice.
Oh.
Too bad you can't just do a search, you know?
Yeah, too bad.
Where's Yuzette, says 510.
Homesick. She's really, really sick. Her diverticulitis is kicking her ass. Poor thing. She said she's going to try and come in tomorrow. I'm like, just for God's sake, get well. I hate when I you know, there's nothing worse than watching someone suffer. And I, like last Thursday, her in here, she was suffering. Like, she shouldn't have been in.
I've never seen anybody with so much butt pain. It's beyond belief.
It's not her butt.
It's not?
No, it's her belly.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what, when people say their tummy hurts, what they mean
is that their tummy hurts. You think it's their butt? It's not their butt.
She's not pooping?
I don't know what she's doing, but it's not her butt that's the problem. Oh, my God.
Oh,
stop it, Bryn.
Gross.
I didn't do that.
I'll turn it off.
It wasn't even
There's been enough bogus stuff on the show today. It's her belly.
All right. It's right. Too. But it's when your cute. Tummy, it's because you have to poop.
Oh, my God.
Bryn.
What's going on? What are you guys tripping out
first
about? I don't even know what
on
you're
the
saying.
Beak, then the pizzle, now this.
Playing the role of Yuzette today, Hooman.
What is the name of the Leon Bridges song clip you guys played on Friday? It was so good. That song is called, his new song is called Beyond. That's probably the one. But both, I've been listening to both albums.
You really like him.
He is excellent. Coming Home, I think, is the name. The first song on the first album. That song, like 415 says, oh my God, Sarah's Garden has become the new Olive. It will never be done, and we will never hear about the end of it for 8 years.
No, you will. It's 1 month from today, no matter what, work ceases in that garden. And it's not the garden, by the way. It's the deck and the outdoor kitchen and all the other stuff. My part of it's done. Now I just stand around hassling those guys. Come on, man. Get it done.
925 says, Solo is great. You'll like it, Vinfro.
Yeah, I'm going to go see
it. I probably
that.
Will like it. Yeah. But I don't rush out and get all overworked about most stuff. Mm-hmm. Ready Player One, I got a little worked up about, and that, I have to be honest, was a little disappointing.
Very disappointing.
I think the main reason was because I expected it to lack, it was fine. And the part that I didn't even realize they would
completely change
do
the
a bad job with
the-
was... Badly done. Mm-hmm. So badly done.
It's like, funny because people who hadn't read the book were like, yeah, it was all right. It's a pretty good movie. But if you read the book, you just...
The hopes were way too high.
The hopes were way too high. That's the tough thing about books going to the screen. It's really hard to get a good adaptation. I actually think that The Martian did a pretty good job with it. They had to cut a huge section out of it.
Of the struggle.
Of the struggle. Because they only have 2 hours to tell the story. And it didn't.
What was the struggle?
He had this like kind of power explosion. There was all these things that happened on his journey on Mars, and they wound up cutting a large chunk of it out because they just didn't have time for it. I think it was enough that he was a dude stranded on Mars.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Mm. I mean. I'm gonna save this one.
All right. What are you saving it for?
Well, they're asking me good morning, guys. I listen to you guys every day on the commute to work. I live in Capitola but teach in Saratoga. So as soon as I hit the summit, I get your station.
Oh.
I'm actually looking for advice from Vinny this morning. We're looking to purchase here's the answer. Honestly, Peter Cook. Let him help you.
Lighthouse Realty.
Trust that dude beyond belief.
Also, I'd like to give that guy a little bit of advice. The radio.com app. You can listen to us your whole ride.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Vincent, the Prager Bride is the best look.
Definitely. Agreed. You guys should reenact the Kill Bill wedding scene.
And have the person
wedding.
Administering the wedding vows
without
hold a double
shooting.
Barrel shotgun. Not
no,
loaded,
no,
of course.
That wouldn't be. That'd be fun. I wonder if people have done that, like just a Quentin Tarantino themed wedding. Be so great.
I wasn't thinking theme. I just think it's so fun that she's, you know, what is she, 7 months pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time.
Right. It'd be so funny.
Like, let's
And who doesn't want to? Who doesn't want to be 7 months pregnant and planning a wedding?
Right.
I mean.
Well, there's not much to plan if you're going to do a rush one.
Right.
A rush job.
Shotgun.
Right.
Right.
Durr. Thanks, Vinny. I started watching Ozark this weekend. Awesome show. Thanks for the rec. Vinny, there is a huge market for men on Chatterbait.
Chatterbait?
Wow. LOL. Apparently, Vinny doesn't think gay porn exists. There is a market for cam dudes. I know a bunch of dudes who make extra cash off doing cam shows.
There you go. A little extra cash. Guy right there saying he's going to tip the hell out of you.
Huge cam boy need, says 415.
Cam boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when the camera's on
you? You know what would be the weirdest thing? Can you imagine if you sit down? This would go for a guy or a girl. You sit down, and all of a sudden this screen comes up. And I imagine they just have to ignore the ones that are completely off the deep end. Like, it's the whole world that's out there on the interwebs suggesting what you should do to yourself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be.
I'm sure you. I don't know how that works. I think that sometimes there's private chat rooms where it's just you and the girl, and you pay a premium for that. And I think that they get into the chat rooms just to try to get people into a private room with them. So it's just you and them.
Oh, so it's not just a million people going, you should hit yourself in the head with a hammer.
Yeah. Is that what they're asking for?
Can you jump out that window? I don't know. I don't know what.
You're like the worst cam girl customer of all time.
You know what I mean?
No. I don't. I'm just not on your wavelength at all. Like, I just don't know where these things come from.
Slam that closet door on your head. I mean, I'd be like, well, how much
are you gonna pay? I know what you do. You know what I should do? Delete you from my client list. I keep getting hurt when you're on. Ellis, you want me to slam my door in the closet? And my head in the closet door? All right. Are you going to tip me first?
646 says, hey, Vin, St. Vincent is the chick that dated Cara Delevingne forever. She's considered a modern guitar goddess.
Oh, wow.
She is a really good guitar player because she's always in the guitar mags, but I hadn't really listened to her. And then recently heard some songs, but this one song, what did I say? Mass Seduction. Sheesh.
Yikes. Sexy time. You got
510 says, so my wife and what?
You got movement when you listen to it?
I did.
Oh.
So my wife and I found out we are having a girl. Oh. So in October, we will have a new Alice listener. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Congratulations.
Fun. And
thanks for raising the next generation.
Yep.
Of Alice listeners, I mean.
Right. Why are you guys covering so much rap? You're not a rap station.
You're right. We're not. What we're covering is the Billboard charts. Right. These are the most popular albums in America at this moment. And they all sound the same.
Mm.
Rap people get mad when I say that, but I don't care. It all sounds like it's the same on the same record.
The fight back is that all rock sounds the same to someone else,
sure.
But I don't know.
Well, and all country sounds the same. That is actually true.
That isn't true.
Completely true.
I'm a huge country fan.
Say all reggae?
How about all radio?
Oh. Yeah, all radio does not sound the same.
Right.
Well, we're into radio, though. Maybe why
hasn't anybody asked if Uzette is on the list?
He said, I did ask if Uzette was.
You did?
Didn't I?
Uzette's on, the list.
On the list. You did ask.
Hooman, is Uzette on your
forgive
you list?
No, she's not.
On the list because you've crossed her off, or was she on the list?
No, she was never on the list.
Oh. Boy, oh boy.
I'm really intrigued.
Vinny is probably on the list because he hasn't watched Showman.
Probably. Funny. We found out this morning that Hooman has an S list.
No, I don't. I have a forgiveness list.
Same thing.
I'm an S list.
But he crossed everybody off, and we found out that the only person on the show that was on that list was Vinny.
And two ex-girlfriends.
Mm. He wouldn't
tell
us anybody
else. How did I get
up
there with ex-girlfriends?
John Peake's there, too, though. So.
But everyone's off. I worked on the list.
And he said, it's not you, bro. It's me.
That was classic.
Did you isolate that?
Yeah.
He did say that to me.
Yeah, it wasn't you, it's me.
Huh. All
that's right. A good one.
Yeah. Boy, he was right this time. Normally he's early. This time he's right.
Take a quick break, we'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Do me a favor, would you?
What do you need? Anything.
Next time you're at that guy's house, can you get the workbook and bring it in? I'd love to see exactly what
next
it is.
Next time I'm at Hooman's house?
Yeah.
I've been to Hooman's house exactly once. There's very little chance. If I was to go to Hooman's house, I would for sure look for the workbook. I would do that Not even just because you're asking. I just want to know who's on the list and what did they do.
Right. Well, we know I'm on the list, so let's see what I did.
Well, I want to see first because I don't want to show you if it's going to hurt your feelings. What if it's something that's like, you know, that you like will feel bad about? Or,
well, if
you know.
I did it to him and he has to forgive me for
He's
it.
He's also a little bit delusional, though.
Why
might be on that list is might be something that's just not even real. You know, he might have like dream. You might have been really mean to him in a dream or something.
I don't know. But it, well, but
I know. It's
we
so
do
strange.
A show here.
Agreed.
Like, you know,
we're all over each other.
Yeah,
I don't know
I mean,
how you make the list, but he's always mad at me. Like, I've always done something to piss him off. He takes off his headphones. He goes dark. Like, I think I'd be on there just for not believing in God. Like, it seems to really upset him.
Okay, so I'll give it to you from this standpoint, too. Like, you know, he really loves you. He eats at your house. He spends tons of time with your family.
Yeah.
That's the point I was making about that he's mad at his girlfriends and yet I'm on the list.
Right.
Like, you need to really love someone for something they do to really matter, right?
Well, then I guess you should feel complimented.
But I don't think I
point.
Do. I mean, I would think
he must
that,
really love you well, for what you've done to have offended him so.
I don't know.
I
that
just want to know what it was. I just want
to Do you know
little...
what I mean, though? Like, I
do.
Could see you'd be on the list.
I'm actually surprised to find out that I'm not. Like, I really thought that he must have had to work through something with me. I'm actually a little bit hurt that I'm not on the list. I'm a little bit jealous that you're on the list and I'm not on the list.
Me and two ex-girlfriends are all we
And those
got
are the only
them.
Ones he'd even tell us about.
Huh. All right. Well,
John
anyway.
Peake, our old boss, he was on the list.
So weird.
I know. Well, there's our conundrum for Monday. It'll be something completely different tomorrow. We hope you'll be here to enjoy that with us. We promise not to play Tom Cruise laughing anymore. God, you guys get so mad. Sheesh. Anywho, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.